The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, "Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took his wife into his home. He had no relations with her until she bore a son, and he named him Jesus. The Gospel of the Lord. Now, if you look at your insurance, your auto insurance, your homeowner's insurance, just about any other insurance, and you read the fine print, you will discover that you are not covered for what insurance companies like to call acts of God. Things like earthquakes and tsunamis and landslides and sinkholes that open up the entire street and everything that's in it, and blue bolts of lightning coming down from a clear blue sky. Acts of God. Things that nobody can predict, nobody can control, and therefore things that nobody wants to pay for, nobody wants to be responsible for. But if you think about it for a moment, I think you'll agree that all of life is an act of God. You only think you know what's going to happen today, don't you? But you don't have any idea. None of us knows. It's impossible to predict. It's impossible to control. And it's a bit of a relief to remember that there's only one thing that we're responsible for. Not for what happens to us, but for how we respond to what happens to us. Now, don't misunderstand. Acts of God are not bad things. Every act of God is a great thing, no matter how it might appear. It's been that way ever since the very beginning. The very first ever act of God was the creation account in the book of Genesis. And God made the heavens and the earth and everything that was in them. And after he'd looked all over, up and down, and inside and out, he said that it was very, very good. The greatest of all act of God, though, would have had to be the redemption, wouldn't it? The incarnation, God himself becoming a man and being born into this world. And there's one point that I would ask you to think about today. It's that that was difficult to surrender to, even on the part of the greatest saints. Look at Saint Joseph here today. Could never possibly have known that the child conceived in Mary was of the Holy Spirit. He never could have known that if it wasn't for the revelation of an angel. He must have felt very confused, very betrayed, betrayed by the Blessed Mother, betrayed by God himself. And he had more than a suspicion that something was wrong. He had more than a hunch or a feeling. He had hard, fast, physical proof. And yet, look how he trusted, even before he understood. He could have taken legal action against the Blessed Mother in this, that, or the other punishment, but he chose to let it all go quietly until the angel revealed to him God's greater plan. But look how he trusted even before he understood, and you'll see the insight into the mind and the soul of the saint. And as hard as it was for Saint Joseph, it would have been even harder for the Blessed Mother. Because as hard as it is to feel like you've been betrayed, you can imagine it's much, much harder to take a freely willed and perfectly innocent action that you know somebody else is going to misunderstand. And yet look at how she trusts even before she understands. She doesn't insist on a chance to explain herself. She doesn't insist on a chance to tell everybody that things are not as they appear. And you'll see an insight into the mind and the soul of a saint. The act of God par excellence is the redemption of the human race. And it was carried out by redemptive suffering. The greatest of all acts of God was Christ our Lord dying on the cross. And yet that suffering didn't begin on Calvary, did it? It began much, much earlier. It began in the soul of Mary and in the soul of Joseph, who cooperated with even what they did not understand and helped advance God's plan. Now, your faith in mine is just a sliver of theirs, just a sliver. But it's very, very helpful for us to understand as well that every time we trust even before we understand, we continue the great act of redemption. We continue the greatest act of God of them all, with your own goodwill. Julian of Norwich was famous for saying, "All will be well, and all manner of things will be well." And it's true. All will be well. However, do you have enough faith to believe that all is already well, even right now, even before you understand? That's the faith of a saint. That's the faith of a soul in which God is pleased to dwell. Amen.